The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother, Simon, and told him, "We have found a Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many things in the readings today, and I'm just going to, in the next few minutes, point them out to you. And when you get a better understanding of them, it'll make more difference to you. But anyhow, I begin with a little story. An interesting story from the point of view of what you've been just listening to in the Gospel this morning. The manager of a big sales force advertised looking for a salesperson, and he received over 1,000 applications for the position. But among the many letters and resumes was one that caught his eye, and it came from a man who said, "Rather than send you a resume of my life and my present position and how good I am at it, I'm just telling you that I work as a salesperson in a furniture store," and he named the furniture store and told him where it was. "And I suggest," he said, "that you come and see." Interesting. "Come and see. Come in someday to the furniture store, and I won't know who you are. You'll be able to recognize me because I have red hair. And you come in and pretend you want to buy some furniture, and I will just act in my normal way as I would do to anybody else, thinking that you are just another customer." And so the man thought, "Well, this is very unusual." And so one day, not long after that, he went into the furniture store, had no trouble in picking out the guy there with red hair, and proceeded to tell him he went looking for some furniture. Needless to say, the redhead got the job. Interesting, isn't it? Jesus said this morning, "Come and see." So we're going to have a deeper look at the gospel and try to explain some things. The two disciples began following Jesus after they heard what John the Baptist said. So he looked around and said, "What are you looking for?" Now, he didn't say it in the way that you or I might if we were walking up the street or walking somewhere on our own, and suddenly there was two people behind us. We might have been worried, or we might have said, "What are you looking for? What do you want?" But Jesus didn't say it in that sense. But he said, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Where are you staying?" Now, that wouldn't be, that's a very bad, put it this way, a very bad translation. So now we got to pause here for a moment and go back to the original translation, go back to the original Greek, and even back, if possible, to the Hebrew. And where you are staying, in the Greek, the word used is menein, meaning what are you into, or what is there unusual about you? Why did John the Baptist say, "There is the Lamb of God"? You're different. What's different about you? You might say in our vernacular, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? We'd like to find out more about you. And then Jesus said, "Come and see. Come and see. Come and see." And, you know, going back then to the first reading, poor old Eli had a very disturbed night, because every few moments, Samuel was coming to him, like a bit, you know, those nuisance calls you get. You put the phone down and it rings shortly again, and it's another nuisance call. And poor old Eli said, "Go back and sleep. Go back to bed. I haven't called you." But it was God calling them. "Come and see." And he calls each one of us. And how does he call us? So how come that I'm here today, for example, as a priest? How did I get to this stage in my life? How did I become a priest? We normally refer to it because you got a vocation. And vocation comes from vocatus, meaning a Latin word, calling. But who called me? And you might say, "Well, God obviously called you." Yes, he did. But how? This is the important thing. How did he call me? How did he call you who are listening to me this morning? Because each one of us is called to make a difference in the world. So how does God call us? He calls us through the human voice. And sometimes it might even be your own voice. But normally it's the voice of somebody else. Like, go back to the gospel this morning, and we find that the two disciples who followed Jesus then went back and said, "We found the Messiah. Come and see." They now became evangelizers. So God is calling us every moment of our lives. And I don't know if you believe in that or not. Calling us in different ways. And I don't know if you really, really listen to the readings at Mass, and even the opening prayer. And I felt this morning, and it was under spur of the moment as I was sitting up there, look at the opening prayer this morning. "Almighty ever living God, who governs all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times." Did that make any impact on you? It made a tremendous impact on me, that opening prayer in the Mass. Bestow your peace on our times. Do we not need peace? Most of all in this country. We've been through 4 years of turmoil, of people being denigrated and called names and put down, and coming to the fore in a week last Wednesday in what happened in Washington, in the Capitol building. And when you look at Washington today, surrounded by soldiers and police and barricades, and we are supposed to be living in a peaceful country where people hopefully treasure the gift of peace. And so listen to the prayer again this morning and see if this makes an impact on you. Mercifully hear the pleading of your people, pleading of your people, and bestow your peace on our times. And I feel God is calling me today, and hopefully he's calling you, to be a source of peace in the world at this time. Just like Samuel was called, and his answer was, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." Can I honestly say, "Here I am, Lord. I will do my best to be a source of peace in this world, in how I live and in how I behave and in how I treat other people in my life. And so I will respect people." But peace must be in our own hearts. We cannot give what we do not have. There's an old Latin phrase that we learned all those years ago in the seminary. Nemo dat quod non habet, meaning nobody can give what it does not have. And unless I am a peaceful person, peace in my own heart, I cannot be a source of peace or give peace to anybody. And so many of us today do not have that source, that gift of peace. I beg you, rather than condemning others and putting them down and scapegoating people, look into your own heart and ask yourself that God is calling you. Are you answering the call to be a source of peace in the world? Amen.